Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning and welcome. We've got a special guest. We're going to chit-chat with one of our favorite sheriffs in the whole world, Sheriff Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County. And good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thanks for asking, Bob.
Well, happy birthday to you, even though you don't look anything like your age is. So congratulations.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I've went 34 times around the sun, but thank you for acknowledging it.
Yeah, what?
So math was so you weren't going to be a mathematician, so you got into law enforcement? Is that what you're saying?
Well, math was never my strong suit.
Okay, all right.
Well, I will say this, and Bob and I had this discussion before we got you on. We would have never guessed that you are the age that you are. Just saying.
But we won't say what that is.
No, we
is.
Won't. But we'd have never believed it.
But I do have an FDLE file on you, just so you know.
Listen, I've earned every one of my 55 years, so I don't hesitate from that. But thank you again for the birthday wishes, guys.
Of course. Hey, well, we're going to talk about the holidays and stuff like that from law enforcement perspective. But before we do, well, can you remember like your favorite toy you ever got for Christmas?
You know, I was just thinking about that. You're in my mind, Bob. But yes, I was probably about 1975, 1976. And my mom was a waitress, and for all intents and purposes, she was a single mom. And I remember she got me and my brothers some Star Wars, man, the little figurines. Mm-hmm. And I remember I think we got like two of them, and you would have thought that we had got a brand new Ferrari. I remember that.
Well, that was Star Wars was brand new and huge. That would be the timing would be right there. So, let me ask you this on a more serious note. You know, open carry now, the law of the land in Florida. Have you had any issues dealing with that at all?
No, we haven't. We have no issues whatsoever that we reported. You know, everybody seems to be doing things logically and common sense wise, and we just encourage everyone to continue to do so, and we just get trained on it and understand what the laws are. And one of the things I wanted to point out that this topic came up was, guys, we are a Second Amendment county in Gilchrist County, and we encourage people to arm themselves because we can't be everywhere at all times. But remember, use that common sense that God gave you. Just because somebody is on your property and you don't know who they are, you can't shoot at them.
Right.
You just can't do it. Unless your life is in danger or your family, but probably just wait a few minutes and see how things turn out. You know, they're coming through inside your door. You got to do what you got to do. But they're out there on their property. Call us. Let us come take care of it first, please.
There you go. Great advice. So it's Christmas time, but it's also crime time, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately. Yes, sir.
So what are the trends? What are we looking for? Any particular scams? And then, of course, give people some good direction on some crime prevention.
Well, typically, people are looking for the free giveaways. The world that we live in now is we buy a lot of stuff online, and these different mailing organizations or delivery programs show up, put them on your doorstep. So we do have a number of that going on. I'm going to assume safely that's going on throughout the country. I would just tell you that have a process in place that when people deliver packages, either you get it off your porch very quickly, have a neighbor come and do it for you, a trusted friend. And, you know, in today's world with technology, we have these cameras. Make sure that's going. But, you know, typically know when your package is going to be arrived, get it inside. And for Pete's sake, lock your doors and your car doors. Statistically speaking, criminals, when they're trying to break into cars or houses, they're going to go for the one with the least amount of trouble. So if your doors are unlocked, they're going to get inside and get what they can. If it is locked, they're not going to waste their time. They're going to go for an easier target. And also, just be prepared. We get these phone calls all the time that a loved one has been arrested, and it's a very hard call to listen to, but they're crying and they're asking you to send them money to bond them out of jail because they got a DUI or driving while license suspended. Don't fall for that. You call your local law enforcement agency, call the sheriff's office. We'll verify if somebody is in jail, and I can promise you that no one from my office is going to call you up from the deputy sheriff or a police officer and say, hey, your loved one's in jail. If you'll use your credit card to give us $500, we'll bond them out. We're not going to do that. So don't fall for that.
Yeah, and I know the bad guys really prey on the elderly as well. They're always targeted in every scam. But in Gilchrist County, like you mentioned earlier, you're a Second Amendment county, and you guys can't be everywhere. You got a lot of square miles to cover with a, you know, not the biggest of you know, sheriff's offices, not the most employees for sure. You guys have a tough gig there, but yet Gilchrist County turns out it's one of the safest in America.
It is, and I just found that out not too long ago. There's several publications that I call it bean counting. They look at statistics and they look at crime trends, and according to a couple publications, crimegrade.org being one of them, they say that Gilchrist County is in the 98th percentile of the safest counties in the country, and in the top 10 of the counties in the state of Florida. So that's certainly not anything that I'm doing or the men and women sheriff's office. We're proud of that fact, but it's really about the citizens. I think people have their eyes open, but the type of people we have living here, we hope to continue fostering that, and people just taking care of people. And we're blessed. We are blessed to live in this county and in this area. But statistically speaking, and I think realistically, crime for the last 14 years has consistently gone down in Gilchrist County, and I think above all in the state of Florida. So I think most of the counties around us can claim that. But we get to claim that, again, that we're one of the safest counties to live in and work in America. And I think I'm very proud of it, and I hope the citizens are here are that's something that they can also say, hey, I'm proud of that.
Well, look, that's a quality of life issue, and when people feel safe, that gives them a tremendous quality of life. That's huge. So tip of the hat to not just you and all the deputies working for you, but like you said, the citizens with eyes open and communicating with others in law enforcement. It's an example. It does make a difference. Gilchrist County is a great example of that. Anything else we need to know revolving the holidays or anything else from law enforcement perspective?
Yeah, we're again participating in Shop with a Cop this year. It's a program nationally that's done throughout a lot of law enforcement agencies, and it rewards good citizenship and some other criteria. And we're proud that even though we're a smaller county and financially strapped on some things, our community comes together and rewards these young men and young women for being good citizens and allows them to go shopping with a one-on-one with a deputy sheriff. And it's quite, my folks will volunteer to do this because they just love doing it. And being part of our community is a priority for me, but specifically with our children and making sure that they have a good Christmas and they understand that there's rewards in a lot of cases for being good citizens. This is a good program. I want to thank all those sponsors that have reached out to us and want to participate, and those in the future. And I love Christmas time. One, it marks the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And I think in a lot of cases, it brings out the best in the humans that live here. So I'm excited. I love Christmas.
I can hear it in your voice. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, always a pleasure. Stay safe.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, I believe.
And happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would have never thought that he'd been around the globe that many times.
No.
He does not look it.
No, it's not fair.
No, it's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.